למזל פגשה אחד גבר גבר ורז'ל והיא תלחש לו מה היא תלחש לו קח אותי על הגמל I'm your beauty you're my beast welcome to the middle east תל אביב יא חביבי תל אביב תסתכל כמה לירדים עושים לי היי היי בלילה וואי וואי וסחתן על תל אביב תל אביב יא חביבי תל אביב תסתכל כמה לירדים מסביב עושים לי היי היי בלילה וואי וואי וסחתן על תל אביב זורחת שמש בעיר הלבנה ונועצים בו מבט מכל פינה והיא יודעת, מה היא יודעת הוא יברח לה עוד שנייה I'm your beauty, you're my beast Welcome to the middle east תל אביב, יא חביבי תל אביב תסתכל כמה לירדים מסביב עושים לי היי היי בלילה וואי וואי וסחתן על תל אביב תל אביב יא חביבי תל אביב תסתכל
This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 3 a.m., and I am sick, and I am tired, and I'm joined by a friend, DJ Tulsil. You may remember us if you're aficionados of the station from, 2 hours ago?
Yeah, the Small Cactus Radio Hour.
You're not on.
I'm not
You're on now. You're
Am
good.
I on? Okay,
You're on
good.
Now.
No, I didn't hear myself.
The Small Cactus Radio. Yeah, so we're back. This time, I'm the one who they've trusted with the buttons and the knobs and the sliders, and I'm scared.
It's okay. I find that, like, I don't know, the sliders, I'm not too scared of. I think for me, it's like answering the phone.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't tempt people.
Yeah, okay, so we have a number.
Are we allowed to say don't call? Is that...
I mean...
Is that allowed?
I think, well, we have to answer any call that comes in.
But we can tell them not to.
Like, I'm going to tell them to.
How many people are listening? Let's find out if it's still six.
Well, that's our shoutcast. So those are how many people are listening online.
Six people, allegedly, are listening online at 3 a.m.
Yes.
Now, last time, about 2 hours ago, it was nine people.
Yeah.
Was it 2 hours ago? Am I saying time right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it was like 2 to 3.
So between then and now, the people who are between our shows lost 3 listeners.
Right.
And it's our job to get them back.
Yes. We have to hunt them down.
It's our job to visit them personally and wake them up, because I assume they went to bed. And...
As you do at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I would be doing. Some, my doctor would argue, should be doing. And yet, here I am. I'm in a well-lit radio. Actually, we could turn the lights off and make it WMFO after dark, kind of.
Oh, I mean, it's definitely after dark.
We are, like, in the dark.
Yeah. WMFO in the dark.
Ooh, spooky. I like the spooky. I mean, come Halloween... We know it's a dummy. We're going to just turn the lights off.
Yeah. I mean, what is your feeling on spooky music?
Spooky music? I mean, I think the spookiest songs are often, like, unintentionally so. Or they're not, like, spooky isn't, like, the primary thing they're going for. It's not like that, but, like, the Monster Mash is also, like, a classic.
Monster Mash isn't spooky. It's almost whimsical, actually.
It is kind of whimsical. You know, I just can't. If I hear the Monster Mash, I just can't stop doing the Monster Mash.
Really?
That's my problem.
I don't know how it works. Like,
that's
what
my
do
Halloween
you do?
Curse. Oh, Christ. Am I allowed to say Christ? Am I allowed to say religious words?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think so.
Okay. It's issues. It's late. All right. It's really late, and I'm tired. And I'm worried I'm going to swear. And if I swear, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble because the FCC is going to call me.
I mean,
they're going to call the station, and I'm going to have to answer, and I don't know how to do that, because there are, like, 11 buttons you have to hold at once to answer a gosh darn phone call. Gosh darn is fine.
Gosh darn is very
Golly
fine.
Gee.
I mean, I enjoy how you were at midnight, you were like, it takes 9 buttons. You have now inflated it to 11.
Yeah, well, with each passing hour, another button is added.
Oh,
well, I mean, now it's 3 a.m., so I guess it takes 12. Oh, jeez.
No. Gosh.
12 and only 6 listeners.
Oh, man, that's double the amount of listeners. You just got to keep pushing buttons until you answer a call.
Yeah, and who knows what that's going to result in. I'm going to flick all the switches, and, like, half of them are power switches.
I mean, they're sound switches, yeah. I mean, half of them won't do much.
I'm going to turn everything off. I'm going to panic, and I'm going to turn every single thing in this radio station off.
No.
And then I'm going to leave. And you're going to have to explain to the people coming in, what, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., what happened? That's a threat. I'm threatening you on air. What has become of me? A couple hours pass, and all of a sudden I'm prickly, like a porcupine, I think they're
are
called.
Is this, like, fear-based aggression?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No,
this is what happens when it passes a certain... This is why I try to get to bed at 1:30 is my goal.
Right.
2 is when I actually get to bed these days. And then there, I guess every Friday now, I'm going to be up at 3 a.m. talking about nothing.
Acting on fear-based aggression.
Threatening my listeners. Threatening my guests.
Now remember, though, if you want to get threatened by DJ Pending, you can call 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
I promise I will do my best to answer. I cannot promise I will succeed.
You can, yeah, no,
I legally have to succeed.
You have to succeed.
Which is a lot of pressure.
It's okay. I'm going to be here. Like, I trained you once.
It's true. Twice, really.
Twice, yeah.
And then if you include the last 2 weeks, you get really 4 times, because I keep you asking questions. And
Yeah.
You know, and I know I sound like a confident, smooth guy over the airways, but I'm really just small, and I'm kind of like a feather. You know, I'm small and I'm fragile, and I just need a helping hand. Always, often, always, always.
Do feathers need helping hands, though?
I hope they do, because I just said they do.
Right.
And I don't think you're allowed to lie on radio. I think they frown on that.
I mean, okay, it's like lying about someone or like a entity. Yeah, that's not very
I'm not bad. Allowed to say, like, what are they famous, you know?
Well, the problem is like the bigger you are, the more likely people will take attention to it, you know what I mean?
What if I say like unfortunate truths, like Dick Cheney shot a man?
Well, I mean, then that's true.
That's new. Do I have to log that as political discourse?
I mean, as long as we don't dwell on it.
Okay,
no.
Let's move on. I guess we can move on. Oh, my computer's turned off. By playing some sweet tunes. I've prepared about an hour's worth, and we're probably going to get through maybe a third of it at most.
Because
I ramble, and there's another person here with me. DJ Tolstoy. I don't even know if I introduced you. With me.
I think you did. I think we got it.
I feel like your voice is just known, you know? Even if they're a first-time listener, they're going to hear and they think, yeah, it's Tolstoy.
Is it like one of those like voices like you know you've always heard?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Like some people who have like those faces where people are like, I've seen you before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you've never seen him before, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Speaking of voices, I apologize if mine is a bit raspy. I can speak very deep today, I suppose. But I am a bit sick, as I've mentioned several times on air just today.
Like a riverbed?
Like a gravelly riverbed. If you like that, though, you know, crank that volume up. You know, turn on the subwoofer.
Subwoofer?
Woofer.
Oh, man, that's getting deep right there.
I know. It's just like the beauty of freeform radio. I can do whatever I want. I mean, I can't do whatever I want, but
yeah,
I can just say nonsense, and they really. I mean, can you stop me? DJ
no.
Tolstoy is like on the like special executive board, so if anyone knows, she would.
Yeah, no, we can't really stop you.
Yeah.
Like I think there are bounds, of course, as you mm-hmm. mentioned, but like it, like for instance, I remember one of our people saying like you could meow into the microphone for 1 hour.
And so help me, I might.
I might
just next week tune in 3 a.m. Fridays for an hour of me attempting to meow. And hopefully soothing you to a gentle, cat-filled sleep.
Now, like, would that be soothing?
It depends if you like cats, I think. If you don't like cats, then you probably should not be using me as a sleep aid.
Would
next
that
week,
fill you with fear?
What I mean is fear, repulsion, just kind of put you on edge, perturb you a bit. I mean, I don't know.
Like, are you trying to, like, what kind of meow is it?
Like, meow. Kind of like a nice cute one. Like my cats meow like with these crazy high-pitched like shrieking noises. They don't really shriek, but they're very high-pitched. I can't replicate their meows, but like, you know, like meow, meow, meow. Get ready, guys. This is going to go on for another like 10 minutes.
No, like, okay.
Meow,
meow,
meow.
It's like meow.
Freeform radio. Here we are. You had a question, though.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't have too much experience with cats. I've had dogs all my life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, dogs are nice. I'm all right with dogs. I don't know. There's something about a cat that just really warms my cold, frigid heart.
Like
my heart isn't that frigid, guys. If you're listening, know that I'm, I don't know, warm.
You're warm.
Thawed.
You're thawed.
Squishy.
Were you frozen, but then thawed?
I don't know. I don't feel like I was ever frozen. If you were to freeze me, I would quickly thaw. Due to my fiery heart.
Oh, wait, did I?
Did you?
Oh, wait, no, you have a phone.
Oh,
you have to do it.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Please don't make me.
No, you press.
Okay.
Press that.
This?
You take that? Yeah.
This?
There you go.
This?
Yes. Yeah. No, wait, no, that's not it.
What okay. I do?
Person, call again.
I'm call again. So sorry.
It's okay.
I am so sorry.
It's okay. Oh, no. Okay. Try again.
Are they calling now?
I'm not yet. All right.
I am so sorry.
I think you picked it up and then put it away because you only have to press that button once.
So I press this.
Yeah.
And then I press this.
You press these two.
These two.
Yeah. So press that one first and then press that one.
And then I release.
Yes.
I think I can be arrested for that.
I think it's fine. There was good intention.
Please do not report me to the FCC. Because I really don't want to deal with that. But honestly, I call again. I feel really guilty now.
Yeah, yeah. No, I saw, like, the thing, too.
How much did you see it? Like, was it definitely... There's, like,
a
flasher in here that tells us when it rings.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, actually, because I was too focused on my guest here.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Were we on cats?
We were talking about cats. We can play some music, and if they call during the music, I can give them a brief on what not to say. Honestly, do call again. I feel horrible.
Yeah, definitely.
And I really do think I'm going to be arrested. So,
Oh my gosh.
Why did you do it?
No, is it
well,
good?
No, it was just one flash.
Oh my gosh. Oh, come
do
on.
Do we think it's like a real thing?
If it flashes again.
I hope this is thrilling. Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay. Rose, I need you to ad lib while I talk to them.
Okay, so... Press it.
Hello?
Hey. Oh.
Hello. You are in my ear. I can. Who am I speaking to? Okay, you know the drill. Don't curse. Don't say anything inappropriate. Would you like to be put on air?
All right. There we go.
Okay,
do it.
Cool.
You want to do it?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Okay. I am like 90% sure we are now on with our guest caller. Calling in to make me answer the phone.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is honestly the only reason I called.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it was a terrifying experience, and I did in fact screw it up, and now I'm in trouble with the law.
No,
so.
You're not. No, you're not in trouble with the law. Don't worry.
Okay, I'm being informed by my legal consultant at the station that I am not in trouble with the law.
I am not your
funny.
Legal consultant. What?
The first time I called, I could hear everything you were saying. It's just that you couldn't hear me.
Oh, I think I might have put you on hold. I did press the hold button.
I think you, like, picked it up and, like, put it down. I think that was the problem.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you could at least listen into our confusion and terror. So are you currently, I just got to ask, are you currently using our web player to listen to WMFO?
I had to exit out of the web player to use my phone to call you.
And yet it's still saying that there are 6 people listening. So... I don't know what to trust right now. Maybe as soon as you left, someone else hopped on.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
So, anyways, how's your night going, anonymous caller? I guess I can identify you as David. You said, I mean, it's too late now. You're David. Hi, David. how's your night going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, glad to hear.
Kind of quiet.
Yeah, what? I mean, it's 3 a.m., so I'm just curious. You know, what makes you awake right now, I suppose?
Yeah.
I'm usually up this late. I don't have classes on Friday.
Nice. All right. Yeah, I don't either. Thankfully. Thank God. I can say religious.
I thought you
said
you had a
3. I have a 3. I have a 3 a.m. thing right now, but I have a 3 p.m. thing. It's not class, though.
Okay.
So normally won't have anything on Friday, thankfully, so I can just sleep the whole day.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, David, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I was going to ask you a question, but I'll be honest, I completely forget what it is. So,
okay, that's fine.
Are you a cat person or a dog person?
Oh, yeah. What do you think of cats? We were talking about cats.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely a dog person.
Dog person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you, like, anti-cat, or are you, like, I prefer dogs, but cats are fine?
Well, I mean, I'm allergic to cats, so there's that. But
that isn't a plus, definitely, in the cat column.
I think dogs can, just from my experience, I feel like dogs express more emotion than cats.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what my understanding, having interacted with both, cats more to be fair, but I feel like dogs express emotion in far more human ways.
Yeah.
Whereas cats have their kind of own way, and they don't really care if you know how they feel. I mean, sometimes they do, perhaps, but...
Right.
I find my cats quite emotive. Usually their emotion is hunger, but...
Dogs are like that too, but they're world champion cuddlers.
Oh, my cats are pretty cuddly, I gotta say. Not all
really?
Cats. Some cats are pretty anti-cuddling, but yeah, that's fine. You know, they do their thing. But my cats are, they're big and they're fluffy, and they hop on your lap and they start kneading your chest, and we don't clip their claws enough, so it kind of hurts.
Uh-huh.
But I feel too bad to stop them because they seem to be really enjoying it, so I just kind of let them do it. And I say, ow, ow, ow. Ow. And they're just, you know, doing their thing, and then they curl up and fall asleep.
I feel like you can't stop a cat, really. Like, dogs...
you can try, but...
Yeah, like, yeah. Dogs, you know, if they're doing something, you just lift them away from situations. You, like, say no, and they act... Well, some listen to you. Mm. But, like, they do things... Like, dogs will respond to you, and you're able to stop them from things. I feel like cats don't care. They're like, who and... You and what are me? Like, what are you really going to do about what I'm doing right now? And what can you do against a cat?
Well, I mean, the great thing about cats is most of them are smaller than you. I mean, same with dogs. But, you know, you can pick them up and put them somewhere else. Now, they will return to where they want to be, make no doubt. But there's something you can try. It won't work, but you can try to fight back. But, you know, in some ways, I feel like I've reached a mutual understanding of my cats. You know, like...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I understand them and they do what they want with me, really. But I love them. And I miss them, and I'm excited to see them over spring break.
Yeah.
And this one goes out to the boys at home. Meow. There you go.
Is that like a Stockholm syndrome with owning a cat?
No, I don't think so. I love cats. I mean, I'm a pretty biased source. I'm just a big fan. I love cats. I think they love me. They show it in their own special and unique ways. Now, it's not as obvious as it would be with a dog, for sure. And I love dogs, too. Dogs are great.
Dogs
I got nothing against dogs. But if I were to choose a pet, it would be a cat.
I can see that. I think I'm the reverse. Like, I grew up with dogs, so I'm very biased. But, I mean, I don't mind cats. Cats are not bad.
You know what? This show is called Probably Birds. It's the only radio show that might be about birds. And I was not expecting to talk about birds, honestly, ever.
Oh, yeah, I was kind of wondering when the birds would factor in.
Well, they weren't supposed to, but now that we're talking about pets, why not? What are our thoughts on birds as pets? You know, I'll give you the first opinion, David.
I've never had a bird as a pet.
Okay.
Can't really say. My grandfather, he has one.
Oh yeah, what type of bird? What are you talking about? You don't know? It's a bird.
It's a bird that talks.
Oh wow! Okay, so it's like
one
of those birds. Does it say nice things or is it cruel?
I don't know.
All right. Well, fair enough. All right. DJ Tolstoy, your opinion on birds as pets?
You know, I have had friends. I had one friend especially who was obsessed with birds.
Okay.
And another who had a bird and really loved them.
Okay.
But I've always kind of felt trepidation towards keeping birds as pets because they've always seemed really, like, depressed to me.
Kind of like, you know, birds got to fly free. Dog.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not dog, bird, I guess.
But. Yeah, like, I don't know. I've seen them, like, at pet stores, and they always just kind of look really somber to me. And so I've never, like, I rarely ever really feel on top, like, down with the bird pet thing. Because I've never really, it's really hard to meet, like, you know, a bird that, like, I've enjoyed. Like, not enjoyed, but, like, thought, okay, it's enjoying itself. It just kind of always seemed a little, like, depressed to me.
Yeah, I kind of get that. Real quick, before I share my opinion, how do I log this on Spinatron?
I just put I just put WMFO discussion, and then I just put, like, our general topic.
WMFO discussion. Okay, and
I put we talked about, like, we had a caller, and that we talked about anime conventions, as in the case of, like, the Small Cactus Radio Hour.
Got it. Sorry, listeners, for going through the logistics with me. But also thank you, all six of you, for sticking with us, and David as well. All right, so birds. It's my turn to share, I guess. And unless you have more to say, either of you?
No, that's all I got.
I mean, I have stuff to talk about birds, but it's not really relevant to the current discussion.
Is anything? That's not really what this show is about. This show is not about relevance, and quite frankly, I never intended it to be about birds, but here we are.
I mean, you said it was the only one that's probably about birds.
And but honestly, I never expected that.
I think we should probably hear what you have to say about birds before we have to hear what I have to say about birds.
Birds, right. Okay. Birds. I'm a big fan of birds. Most birds. All birds? Probably all birds. They fill me with joy and peace seeing them in the wild. And I think, similar to DJ Tolstoy, I'd be apprehensive to keep one as a pet because I really do find deep enjoyment of seeing them fly around, do their thing. They bring me peace, tranquility, calm, all that good stuff. So
yeah,
I love birds. I don't know if I would feel comfortable keeping one as a pet. That is my stance.
Right.
Or my current opinion. I don't want to call it a stance. That sounds so strong.
The stance does sound pretty strong, but I do know what you mean.
That's where I'm coming from. All right, but David, you have more thoughts on birds. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, birds. Yeah, as far as birds go, don't you think it's weird how in Spider-Man 3,
okay,
scientists with their super sensitive sand experiment think that a bird in the sand doesn't affect the results of the experiment, and they don't bother stopping it to go and check when there's really a man in there?
Wait, okay. Now I'm trying to recall the plot of Spider-Man 3, and I'm recalling
That's
Sandman.
That's the one with Venom in it, right?
I'm assuming it's Sandman because of the sand, but maybe I'm wrong.
They're both in it.
One of the songs of the movie, but
Sandman's in the beginning of it, yeah?
Yeah, there's Sandman, and then there's Black Suit Spider-Man, mm-hmm. and there's Venom.
There's a lot going on in that movie.
Another Green Goblin, and then some of them team up with Spider-Man to fight the others.
That's a lot.
Now, I feel like...
Yeah, it's not the best Spider-Man movie. not the best.
No. I feel like in many kind of comics or superhero movies, the theme is generally science goes wrong. Oh, God. And I feel like that, you know, if scientists were to act like real scientists, you wouldn't have cool superhero movies because science would go right and everything would be okay.
I feel like we like to imagine how wrong science can go.
And it can go wrong. I love saying, has science gone too far? And quite frankly, the answer is yes. But that's a topic for next week. Tune in 3 a.m. No, I don't know what I'm going to talk about next week, but maybe I'll remember. Maybe you can call in and remind me. But
yeah, like come in like, hey, science.
Just barge in. I'm not going to even invite you next week. You're just going to barge through the doors because I can't really stop you. They don't lock.
Right. Yeah. You could, like, if you really wanted to be mean about it, like, technically you could barge in on people's hours.
But it'd be kind of like not a cool thing.
That's not cool. I feel like it's like your sacred space that people can sub in. But,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Any thoughts about our input, David, on Spider-Man 3 and the fact that, let's face it, it's not a very well thought out movie, is it?
I agree.
Okay, well, I'm glad we've reached a discussion conclusion, or at least to that end of the discussion. You know, I really intended this to be a music show with a bit of talking, but I'm fine with it becoming a talk show with a bit of music every now and then, so
yeah.
It's free form. I meowed for like a couple of seconds earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's great about it. And can I get sponsored by people? Can I get sponsored by like Meow Mix?
I don't know. I really don't about this. Like,
if I start like doing the Meow Mix theme song, will I get in trouble or will I get money from Meow Mix?
I feel like you'd want to. I feel like Meow Mix asks you.
Okay.
I don't think you just like start in on it. And I think that's like. I think you log it, honestly.
Do I have to? Oh, well, I don't want to have to deal with logging the Meow Mix theme. Like my
covered
own rendition
by
of
myself.
It. Meow, meow. What if I only do a bit? Or like an insight? I can't really sing right now because of... Well, I can't ever sing, let's be real. But my voice is all raspy, like a riverbed.
A riverbed.
So meow, 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 meow.
Is that Batman? Catman.
Catman. Catman Meow Mix mashup. Starring me, DJ Pending.
Oh my gosh.
Who has been trusted with a microphone and an FM broadcast.
Yeah, for like 60 minutes.
Excellent. Ooh, wow, how the time flies too.
Wow. Yeah. Heck.
Heck indeed. In fact, we need to find a PSA. I guess that can...
Okay.
Should we do that now?
Yeah,
do you have one
sure.
ready? Okay, DJ Tolstoy is going to read us a PSA.
Yeah.
Now that we're at about the half hour mark. David, you're free to, you know, come along for the ride.
Well, I'd love to.
Excellent.
Let's see. What do you think? Public transit versus walking with like an anime girl in it? Or numbers to think about American alcohol consumption?
David, what do you think?
We can read both, too.
Let's do the anime one.
All right. It's not actually about anime. It's about walking. But there's an anime girl in the picture. Should we describe the picture for our listeners? Maybe there's still six of them.
Sure. Okay. So it is there's this gal and she's wearing beige heels.
Okay.
I think
when it's like a clothing, you call it like nude, right? Like that's like
beige and nude, I think, work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can continue, please. Sorry.
And she's wearing like a short, as in like over half the thigh, like, corset dress. So, like,
oh.
She has kind of, like, white frills.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there, DJ Tolstoy, because I don't think we're allowed to describe that on air.
It's not it's not that risque. It's standard for the anime.
Well,
I talked about, like, glowing nipples.
That's
like
true.
3 hours ago.
That's true.
This is pretty tame.
Okay, continue.
Like three, like layers of ruffles, and then like a red like petticoat with like a giant tail to it, with like a frilly red and white hat. And the gal is like short brown hair.
Okay, I've got a mental image.
And she's sitting on top of a like a leather beige suitcase with stickers on it.
Okay, excellent.
And she's like waiting like at the side of like this station, and there's like a train coming.
Okay.
She's
going somewhere.
She is going somewhere.
Okay, and is she walking?
No, she's sitting on the suitcase.
Okay, so it's really unrelated to the PSA itself, huh?
It's literally public transit versus walking PSA. I genuinely wonder who does this, because this is the second time I've seen anime girls slightly related.
And it's not you.
It's not me. I don't do the PSAs.
So this is public transit versus walking, and evidently this gal, as we've been calling her, has chosen public transit.
Right.
Okay, well, anyways, would you feel free to continue the PSA? I mean, if you don't want to. I don't know. I mean,
we can't really prove that the train is public or private transit.
So perhaps she's chosen a third option. You know, she marches the beat of her own drum, you know?
Yeah, who knows? Or maybe she's, like, waiting for the public transit. We don't know.
We don't.
Man, there's so many mysteries of this one picture.
I am scared and confused.
I relate on a personal level. Anyway, okay, so if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. Even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Now that does sound very healthy. David, thoughts?
I agree. That is very healthy.
Excellent. All right, I think with that, I'm going to play some music. So I guess I'll probably... How do I even hang up on you, David? I don't even know.
The off button.
The off button.
Either.
Oh, I mean, that's to take you off the air.
Yeah.
And from there, I can figure out. All right, so we're gonna play some more tunes, lovely listeners, if I remember any of this works at this late hour. I do. I'm Ox One. Okay, excellent. Happy listening? Happy listening.
Part of the day that I cannot sleep away. as it's late in October, it tossed to my little street. You tiptoe for ages, but lose yourself, flipping back pages, unbuckling belts.
Hello. I think we're making noise on the radio.
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. Confirmed. Okay, I forgot to announce the songs I played to start off the hour, but to start at the very beginning of the hour, we had Sleeping Lessons and then Australia, both by The Shins, coming one after another on their album, the 2007 album, Wincing the Night Away, which is kind of how we've been operating, isn't it?
Wincing it. Like, wincing. You just like, is that like a flinch? Like, ugh.
Yeah. It's, I've just been saying stuff and I've been thinking, oh my God, what did I just say?
Really?
And I've been wincing and I've been trucking through it, I think.
Yeah. Like American Truck Simulator.
Like American Truck Simulator.
Oh man.
A game to play.
It's such a great game.
You drive a truck.
Yes.
You crash the truck if you're DJ Tolstoy.
Yes. But you're not supposed to crash the truck.
No, it lets you, and...
Yeah, I flipped cargo over. I still don't know how that one happened.
Our employers got really mad.
Yeah. I don't think they gave us money.
So if you're looking... I mean, we're closing down the night. I guess this is the last show of the night. So if you're looking for something to do after we close down the shop... you know, American Truck Simulator, what would you give it? Like, okay. Out of like, out of 6 trucks flipped over on the interstate, how many trucks flipped over on the interstate would you give it? I'm going to give you a moment because apparently I'm really funny.
Oh my God. Okay. I think I'm going to give it, 4.
4. Truck slipped over on the interstate out of 6. Okay,
yeah.
There's your official Probably Birds recommendation.
Yeah.
Once again, I paired like an hour worth of music. I got to figure out what I want to play now.
That's the real struggle.
We're gonna do some different stuff. We're gonna have some female artists. That's right.
Ooh,
I know.
Female artists.
If there's one thing we like at the station, it's inclusivity. Is that right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like, did you see the new thing that, well, not new thing, but did you see what Smirnoff tried to do?
No. Are we allowed to talk about this on the radio?
It's not about being under the influence.
Excellent, because we're above.
Yes, we're definitely above. Well, yeah, neither of us drink, actually,
no,
do we?
No, very true. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, neither of us drink. But they had like a little promotional thing where they would assess your Spotify account and see how inclusive like you are.
Okay.
Where they had like allegedly it was like, oh, they put a percentage of how many males and how many females.
Okay, is a Smirnoff doing this?
Smirnoff.
Weird.
It was really weird, and it didn't work for my Spotify, and it didn't work for Anthony Fantano's Spotify, but it worked for some people, and I was just really confused because I'm like, what if the band has different What's with equal gender?
That's a good point. Like, bands are made out of a different kind. Like I listened to it for... I was going to play some Los Campesinos today, and they've got, I guess, just one female member. But still, that's one female member. Like, how does it calculate that?
Yeah. Or, like, what about non-binary?
Yeah. Good point. Like, the Spook School, a band I was not going to play today... Actually, I have no idea if they have non-binary members. I shouldn't assume so. I know very little about them. They're from Scotland.
Yeah.
They play good music, and although I won't play them tonight, you should look them up, and I'll probably play them next week.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I just don't know how it works, and then allegedly they gave you, like, an equalizer playlist that gave you a more, like, based off of your preferences. Like, they gave you, like, more lady singers.
I mean, that's nice, I guess. Yeah.
And one person screenshotted what they gave, like, them, and the first song was... All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
We've carefully analyzed your subtle musical interests, and we've decided that this is the best song for you.
Yeah, followed by...
I don't know
by,
if you've heard it before.
I don't know.
It's a banger.
Followed by Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe.
I guess this person liked pop music?
I don't know. It just seems like very much... I'd assume that if someone was trying to equalize your playlist, they would try to make you discover more artists.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Give you the well-worn, this is the marketable.
I'll be honest, DJ Tolstoy, I'm pretty sure Smirnoff was just trying to sell alcohol. I don't know they thought this would lead to alcohol being bought, but...
Right. I feel like it would go the other way if, like, the Tool was so bad. Like, I don't drink, and I'm not... This is not a plug
for drinking. I drink because my Spotify Tool is bad, and that makes me sad. I guess we got to be careful with how we talk about drinking on air.
Yeah.
I don't drink either.
Yeah.
We live non-drinking lifestyles, and we're happy. If you drink, that's okay.
Over 21.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
We're trying to be...
Please don't arrest me.
Please don't arrest.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I never really mind, but that's neither here nor there. It was just a very surreal thing that I just saw on, like, the music YouTube.
It's bizarre.
Scene that I thought would be very relevant.
All right. Well, anyways, I guess with that note, got 10 minutes left to play a few more songs. And then we'll close out the night. So I hope all six of you maybe have enjoyed listening. Woo! I love you. Too strong?
No, I think that's good. I love them too. Okay. I love all six of you.
Y'all are lovely, all right?
Lovely.
And let's play some music.
Let's do it.
doctor, doctor. God save the doctor, something's wrong. Gonna call the doctor, doctor, and tell him that my pain is gone. Time away, tearing me apart. I wear it on my heart. I do, can't sleep, I'm wasted, wasted. Can't stand still, I'm shaking.
Hello, everyone. Okay, that was Ghost Train by Summer Camp and then Day Go by Karen O. It's been lovely hosting this show for all six of you. I'm still doubtful there's six people listening on. But you know what? You know what? I won't doubt you guys. I believe that you're listening to me. And, it's honestly been lovely. Yeah. It's been lovely being joined by DJ Tolstoy. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure, of course. If you are awake at this early hour, do something that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Or go to bed if you want to go to bed. I don't really,
That can make you happy. If going to bed makes you happy, go for it.
Yeah. But honestly, you deserve it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna close the night out with a Cute Thing by Car Seat Headrest. Now, this is off of their 2018 version of Twin Fantasy. They released, I think, it's one guy. I should say they or he, but Twin Fantasy, I think maybe earlier, I don't want to say 2011, I think it's 2011. And the 2018 release is kind of, more professional in some ways, better mix. I mean, I think
a retool?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I think he released the original one. He made it on a cheap laptop, I think.
That's so awesome.
Anyway, so that's how we're going to end the night, and I'm going to try to automate Rivendell.
Very good.
So that it plays music when I'm gone.
Yeah. Did you ID?
Of course. Thank you so much, DJ Tolstoy. I was about to be arrested again. this is DJ Pending, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform.